Yerp, what's smacking NBA hoop fans, basketball fans, the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you know the voice yourself, Scott Fitzgerald, the young Demi got us back in the building. It's get it, nigga, we back lit. I appreciate you for listening, I really do. Welcome to the vibe. If it's your first time listening, second time listening, third time listening, I appreciate you. If you haven't already, make sure that you smash the like button, smash the favorite button, join the Hall of Fame alums, subscribe and follow me on Twitter. The official HOF Press Badge handle on Twitter is where all of the podcasts come out. We are not on ESPN's Pod Center yet, but we're going to get there soon enough. We're not on Sirius XM Radio yet, but we're going to get there soon enough. Hall of Fame fam, let's continue to grind. Stay with me. I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. I really do. Now, let's talk basketball. Welcome to the barbershop. Come on in. Bring it in. Close the door. Pull up a seat. My Twitter is at JustLScott if you want to join the conversation, man. But look, last week's polls, man, it's time to talk about that. Let's talk about the results of things that I spoke on and its relevancy and all of that nonsense. But let's get into it, all right? Just keep it in context that these are my opinions. These are my polls. So this is what I want to talk about. You feel me? Let's get into it, man. Let's go with the first poll. Early 2019 NBA championship predictions. 52%, 52.2% says the Raptors. The Warriors get the 47.8%. I'm probably going to put up another one of those polls after, well, actually tonight I might put up another one. And, you know, just re-speak on it again right before the games tomorrow. If you're not sleeping under a rock, then you know that the NBA finals start tomorrow. So make sure that you guys are front and center, ready to watch the fireworks, because it is going down in Toronto. Yes, if you do not have a passport, you are not going to see any of those first and second round games live. So shout-outs to the Raptors for having home court advantage. And maybe that's another part that plays into everyone's thinking. Immediately, those first predictions went for the Raptors. And I don't know what people are smoking, but there just wasn't enough voters for the Warriors. So maybe not enough fans were awake during that first day that I put up the poll. But it is what it is, bro. I'm not gonna be too aggressive, man. I'm gonna just chill and give my opinion. Think that the Warriors are gonna win. And I said seven games. People are saying six. I'm thinking seven games. I'm thinking somehow Kawhi is going to, he's supposedly trying to shock the world, is what his quote is, or what the other quotes from the talk heads have been saying. That Kawhi said that he is at home, focused and thinking about catching a body, you feel me? So he's trying to shock the world, quote unquote, in game one. You know what I'm saying? So we're just gonna have to let it happen. It is what it is, you feel me? I'm not gonna go too deep into nothing, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. The next poll that I put up is the early finals MVP. Now, this one, I put it up real quick, and I was like, you know what? This is a pretty good one. You know what I'm saying? So I might put that up like the day before the last game, if it ends up going to seven, as I think it is. Before game seven, I'll put up another poll, and see what the early finals MVP, what y'all talking about, and if you all have any legitimacy, validity to any of the shenanigans that you all may bring my way. And of course, we'll see, you know, we'll have different options and examples of who we really will see, like the top five candidates may be totally different from the top five that I have now. So anyways, in the poll, the question was asked, early finals MVP, and the candidates are KD, Kawhi, Spicy P, Steph Curry, and Kyle Lowry. Now, I got 61 votes on this. Got them early, you know what I'm saying? early MVP. 47% of the votes went to Kawhi Leonard. You guys really like the Raptors on here. Shout outs to the boys on Hardwood Amino, man. The handle is HOF Press Badge on Hardwood Amino. Shout outs to the boys on there, man. This is crazy. Like, you guys really like the Raptors. I don't know. You guys really like Joe Ingles, and you guys really like the Raptors. I appreciate it. I respect you all's feelings and stuff. I don't know how much honesty is in there. You know what I'm saying? I got to chill. I got to relax. but honestly, like, fuck is y'all on, Royce? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, why would y'all say that? It is what it is, though. The numbers are in. 47.5%. Kawhi, 41%. Right behind him is Steph Curry. Steph Curry gets his first MVP in the finals. Unanimous MVP. Two times he did it. You know what I'm saying? Back to back. And hopefully he adds some more hardware. I'm being completely unbiased right now until I give my opinion. Also, following behind that, 4.9 and 4.9%. Both of these guys tied with 4.9% of the votes. KD and Spicy P, these guys tied. And then the last, you know, Kyle Lowry, he goes 1.6% of you guys' votes. You know, I had to throw a little ringer in there somewhere. And who knows, man, maybe when... You know, because I'm still saying in context, I'm going to give you my opinion in a second. But honestly, these five, you know what I'm saying? It could be Van Vliet, Kyle Lowry, Iguodala, Draymond Green, and shit, Jordan Bell or something. You know what I'm saying? Could go down like that. I don't know. I know exactly what polls I'm going to put up tonight. I just thought about that. DeMarcus Cousins, is he going to play? Is he going to get over 10 minutes of game time these finals? I mean, he's played one game. Got some minutes. Got some playoff minutes under his belt. Goes in the game two and hurts himself. No injury. Just running too fast, trying to catch the ball. And strain too hard. This is a big guy. A lot of landscape that he covers. You know what I'm saying? And he... ran off the ball and hurt himself. So hopefully, who knows, but I'll put that poll up there and ask, you know, how many minutes does he get? You know what I'm saying? That might be something that I put up there. So, is what it is to that. But back to it. In my opinion, my early finals MVP, I picked Steph Curry. I am a part of the 41%. You know what I'm saying? That's just my analysis, my analogy, my feelings, my energy put towards this, my bold statement. And I see that there's a lot of diehard Raptors fans, man. It is what it is, though, bro. Who knows what's going to happen? But I did pose the question in this question. I just really think the Raptors fans were really out. They were really out. I don't know what... Does somebody want the Warriors to be knocked off of their high horse? Does someone want the crown that the Warriors own? Are we hating the Warriors so much now that we want anybody to win? So much that the Raptors are you all's choice? The Raptors, bro. The baby dinosaurs. I don't know. Y'all trying to finesse. But look, the poll that was put up, and the question was, who had the quote-unquote easier route to the finals? All right? Now, this was the criteria in the midst of, you know, what I gave. And what I'll do is I'll run it backwards. Because I said the Warriors' issues first, and now I'll say the Raptors' issues first. The Raptors in the regular season in second place in the East. They have more wins than the Warriors. So that automatically gives them home court advantage. The Raptors run into a buzzsaw in the Magic, where they end up losing that first game, and then they run it back and win four in a row. Then they outlasted the injured 76ers. That's a crazy starting lineup, but they were able to outlast those guys. And they conquered the beast in the East, the best in the East. They conquered those guys too. They beat the guys that were the seed ahead of them. Sounds like a tough journey to get to the finals, right? The Warriors, they come out on top in the West, edging out the Nuggets. So they have home court advantage through all of the Western Conference. They lose to Boogie Cousins. And they lose KD. They went through a tough Clipper squad. Long series there. You got the Rockets. They hopped the Rockets fence. You know, the Rockets were supposedly that one team. And they swept through the Blazers. So, I need answers, man. Who had the quote-unquote easier route to the finals? And the quote-unquote easier route goes to 90.9% of you guys said the Warriors had the easier route to the finals. Only five votes. Five people thought that the Raptors had an easier route. In my opinion, I'm not trying to bend the narrative. I'm not trying to do anything crazy. I'm trying to give it to you straight. You feel me? It's not even really levels to it. It's really not even perception. It's really fact. Hard fact. The fact that the Warriors had, you know what I'm saying, home court advantage is something important to note. Because their final series, they had home court advantage and then they swept through. So, okay, it's cool. You got Kawhi's got it. Whatever, injury, thighs, and stuff like that. But then you lose KD out West. They lose DeMarcus Cousins out West. Excuse me, I don't know, man. I don't know. I honestly think that the Raptors did have an easier trip, an easier route. But all in all, they had to play better inspired games the last two series. Yes, they went against the 76ers and the Bucks. They got Portland, Houston, and the Clippers, man. The Clippers really did give them a fight. Gave them a run for their money. I can kind of see where you guys are coming from. I'm going to be impartial to what you guys said. I'm not going to go too far into it. I'm not going to be, you know what I'm saying, overly dramatic about it. You guys have said what you wanted to say, and I hear you. I don't want no smoke. But, random, what will be a better movie? Was the poll question, and the options were Toy Story, Space Jam, and Space Jam 2. Between the three movies, which movie is going to be the better movie? Toy Story 4 is coming out very soon. Space Jam came out way back when, and Space Jam 2 will be coming out soon. So which movie will be the better movie? Shout outs to Kobe G Jr. It says Black Panther. And shout outs to Monte 11 Ellis, he says, Kung Fu Panda. Let's be real, man. It's random. Yes, it is. I just wanted to see who would jump in and engage me in conversation, engage me in random polling. You know what I'm saying? Got 54 votes so far. Still got 3 more days left on that poll. So what I'm going to do is leave it there. I am going to tonight add to the poll collection here, I guess, from last Sunday. I'm going to ask about the DeMarcus Cousins thing to see what you guys feel about that on Hardwood Amino. And I'll do the MVP posting before Game 7. So what I'll do is... I'll definitely bring all of those things to light tonight. The DeMarcus Cousins poll and the other poll that I wanted to put on there as well. It's just to maybe reiterate who had the easier route. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Also, got a couple of things that we should speak about, man, because I brought up the Lonzo thing. I mean, not Lonzo, the LaMelo thing last Sunday. Let's do this, because I saw these polls, and I'll just pose the question at the end of this podcast, just to see if on the Amino, I'll get a couple of people who want to engage in this conversation. I saw it as a poll, and it got me to thinking. Drew Holiday or D'Angelo Russell? Who is the better point guard? Drew Holiday or D'Angelo Russell? I propose those questions. Also, I have one more good one. Kemba Walker or Mike Conley. Kemba Walker or Mike Conley? It's not who would you rather have or anything like that. Who's just a better player? I'm going to propose those questions on the Hardwood Amino app as well. I apologize for the blanks there, because I am trying to figure out exactly what I want to put on there, you guys. I don't want to give you any bad information or anything like that. So I'll be on it first, man. I'll be trying to be doing my thing, man. So stick around. Don't y'all go nowhere. Make sure that y'all rock with the Hall of Fame Press Badge Show. Yo, Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. Are you dumb? You don't fuck with Hall of Fame, then you must be drunk. I appreciate you guys for listening, man. Thanks for listening to the show. Hit me up on Twitter at JustTellScott to join the conversation. Check me out on the Hardwood Amino app at HOF Press Badge and log on to HOFPressBadge.com for all of that exclusive blog content. I apologize. I am trying my best to move my mouth as I'm talking. Goodness gracious. A little bit tired, you know what I'm saying? If you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road to 99, like, comment, review, subscribe, man. Continue to inspire me to inspire you. I am trying to do something with myself, and that is take myself to great heights. You feel me? I am trying to get myself really deep dived into the world of sports and sports gambling. You feel me? I am trying to get a new employment, you know what I'm saying, new gig, and I will be a sports betting manager, you feel me? I will be working at a casino, and who wants to bet on sporting events? You're going to come and see me, you feel me? That's going to be nice, right? It's kind of cool, right? Sounds cool, right? Well, hopefully I get that, man. I am going to grind. Hopefully you guys send me nothing but positivity. Because no one likes to promote negativity, and we over here at Hall of Fame Press Badge do not like to glorify anyone losing their jobs, but things happen, and you know what I'm saying, employment is very important. I don't know what else to say about that, but that is my little motivation at the end, and hopefully you guys stuck around to the end to hear that. We're not on ESPN Radio, Fox Sports Radio, Sirius XM Radio, NBA TV, or Disney Airwaves yet, but we're going to get there soon enough, so continue to grind with me, man. Ballless life, let's grind. Close the door behind you on your way out as you shake the spot and flee the scene. The shop is closed. It's fits. And like that, we gone.
Don't explain what is there to gain.